It's time for the Millionaires Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I was just sitting here saying, I like this music. Thank you so much, Sean. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. This is the Millionaires Roundtable, and I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and you are listening to the one and only, the only WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And I'm just so happy to be back home. I don't know what to do. And because we are the voice of the nation, you know, many great things derive from this great city of Chicago. Let's talk about Barack Obama. Can anybody say Oprah? How about Michael Jordan? And guess what? We got Lynn Richardson in the ring as well. And I'm so excited. I want to start today with just a show of thank you for all of the support yesterday. Yesterday was our first real launch. And the response has been overwhelming, overwhelming. I couldn't sleep. There were so many people who reached out for help. People want to get their taxes straight, their credit straight, and so on and so forth. And I've got a team of people across the country ready to help you. We've got folks behind the scenes in front of the camera. So we're really excited. But I want to start off today with a word. No secret. I love the Lord. And I know when I was talking on the radio many years ago, and I was helping so many people, and you know my testimony, I messed up everything. I made a whole bunch of money and never had any. You know, that's crazy. When you make a lot of money, you don't have any. Honey, it's something wrong. But I got it right. But before I got it right, I remember being on the air one day, and there were so many callers, and I think I probably was raking in $100,000 a month or whatever the case may be. And I remember God was like, listen, when you know my word, like you know real estate, then I could use you. And I didn't understand that then, but I certainly understand it now. One of my books, Living Beyond Check to Monday, A Spiritual Path to Wealth and Prosperity, it deals with every scripture you'd ever want to think of about prosperity and wealth building. Do you know the estate planning laws originated in the Bible with Zelophehad's daughters? Bankruptcy. There are so many principles in the word about wealth building. So this is not church, but I am going to tell you the truth. So today's prayer comes from Genesis 26:12, and it says, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more than he planted. This is the season of harvest. The harvest is here.
Testing for a level, testing 1, 2, 3, 4 level.
When people are talking about what they want to do in their business, when people are talking about where they want to go, people pray for all kind of things. People pray for money. People pray for a new skill. People pray for the bigger house. People pray for the bigger building. But I'm going to tell you, this is how you get to the harvest, because the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So Isaac planted his crops. He was a laborer. He actually took the time and he put the seed down, and then he was able to benefit from so much more than he laid down. So I know that we are in a season of uncertainty. We are in a season of governments shutting down, presidents not operating as we'd like them to. We are in a season where people don't know where to go. Well, my big brother Les Brown says, when you can look up, you can get up. And so I want you to know that right now is the reaping season, and I am welcoming you to that. We are here on the Millionaires Roundtable, and I am your host, Lynn Richardson. And our million-dollar topic of the day is build wealth with your refund. Now, let me tell you something. There's a little girl on my Instagram page. You have to go and find her. She got a Gucci, a Louis bag. She got on some glasses. Honey, she got her nails done. She got her hair done. And the caption says, how did you know I got my refund? Let me tell you how we know. Because everybody got a new outfit. Everybody got a new car. Everybody got a new something. You're going out kicking it at the club. You're turning up. Well, I need you to turn down. The world needs you to turn down. Your family needs you to turn down. Your children need us all to turn down, because you can build wealth with your tax refund. I'm going to tell you something. I feel like I've been alive forever because I got so many stories. This is true. I was in the mortgage business and I was helping a lady who did not have, I don't even think she had a high school education. I really think she may have stopped somewhere around eighth or ninth grade. And she cleaned homes, buildings. She was, you know, basically a worker in that way, a blue collar worker. And I remember growing up watching her, and she was always very quiet. And I think there may have been a slight mental challenge or something. But she was always very quiet. She used to come by my grandmother's house, not Grandma B. I had two grandmothers. One lived in the projects on the main street, and one lived in the projects a little deeper in. So I was at my Grandma Banks' house, and she would come over often. Many years later, she was ready to buy a home. And so she went to the bank, and I'm thinking, wow, this lady is going to buy a home. Now, I grew up in the projects. My grandmother was 75 years old, cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through college. And so I didn't really understand the concept that someone like me or an adult in my vein or in my realm of influence could actually go out and buy a home. I thought that was something for rich people or lucky people. So she went to the bank. She had excellent credit. And then the loan officer asked her, well, how much do you have to put down? She said 15. So he's like, oh, $1,500. No, she had $15,000. This little lady that nobody would have suspected had the aptitude for, you know, what we consider to be intelligence, but she certainly had money smarts. She had been saving her tax refunds. I think she said at that point something like, you know, 10 or 11 years. She saved her tax refunds. So many people saw me yesterday on the Steve Harvey Show helping this lady who thought she was in bondage. She thought she was in a trap. She thought she couldn't go anywhere. She thought, I'm a single mom. I'm not getting any child support. I'm trying to make it. I'm working on a regular job. And then I've got a home-based business, and I'm doing all these other jobs, and I don't know what to do. And when I looked at her budget, I could understand why she didn't know what to do. But let me tell you something. You got to get outside your own head. So she got outside of her own head. I looked at her budget, moved some things around. We're going to take this tax refund. You're not going to pay off all your bills, because then you won't have any more money. You need some money to go get some money, right? So you're going to take the tax refund. You're going to get your past due credit card up to date, and you're going to buy a home. You're no longer going to have a rent payment. So we eliminated her rent payment. $19,000. She's now going to get a 2-unit. That's what I call building wealth with your tax refund. In a few years, she's going to then move into a single family home, and then her rent and her home mortgage will be taken care of. So that's just one of the things. We're going to take a caller. I don't know if I have to go to a break or take a caller. We're going to take a caller. This is Lynn Richardson, and you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690, the Talk of Chicago. Caller, do you have a question for me?
Yes, is this Miss Lynn Richardson?
This is Miss Lynn Richardson. Yes, sir. Who am I speaking to?
Miss Lynn.
Yes.
I'm going to take you back to history. This is Benjamin Williams.
I'm
in River Forest, Illinois.
Okay.
Miss Lynn, December 25th, 2004 was Christmas Day on a Saturday. You brought
yes.
your whole family.
Oh, my
you brought
God.
To the studio, and you gave me some financial advice. You remember that, Miss Lynn? It's almost 15 years ago.
Let me tell you, I remember it like it was yesterday, because not only do I love everybody, I love the Lord, I love helping people, but I'm a hard worker. It's something wrong with me. So even though it was Saturday and it was Christmas Eve, it was Christmas Day.
I said,
we are going to the radio station. And I
yes,
brought
ma'am.
The whole
and
family.
Did.
And remember my daughter, Kennedy, all she wanted for Christmas was some cookies. Remember that?
That's right. Yes, Miss Lynn. And
well,
I tried to call you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to give you some kudos, because it's a lot of things happened with me and my wife. Because since I last talked to you, Miss Lynn, Uh-huh. I'm married. Hey. Me and my wife have 7 children that we adopted, and
all
we
right
have our own
now
businesses and things like that. And I just want to tell you, I will never forget that conversation me and you had on December 25th, 2004. It was a Saturday. I will never forget it. You're a real
wow
beautiful woman, and you try to help people out the way that I do.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for you and your beautiful family. And, you know, I want to help you build a million-dollar estate.
Well, we're on our way, Miss Lynn.
Well, okay.
We have a lot of different businesses. We have a boxing gym, restaurant. And one of the things that we do, we tell people, we import hair from South America, Europe, and Africa, and we bring it to the United States and sell it for 3 times as much as we pay for. And we try to tell people, put people in your life that want you to succeed. Don't
yes
have people in your life that want you to fail. Put people in your life that want you to succeed. And if y'all all want to succeed, you will do it. And that's what we do, Ms. Lynn. We help each other out, but we want each other to succeed. Don't put people in your life that don't want you to do good. And I'm pretty sure
that's
you
right
agree with that.
I agree with that. And you know what? I want to talk with you more. I want you to go to my website, LynnMillionaire.com, and I want you to reach out. Let me get all your contact information, because I'd love to have you come back on the air to tell the people what you're doing and give our listeners some advice. But this show is about creating millionaires, one family
ma'am
at a time. And then when the family's got
ma'am
a millionaire
ma'am
status,
ma'am, I ask you one
so will the
before
kids
we get off the air.
They're going to make me, they're going to kick me off. Let me hold on and let me have you come back after the break. It's 1217 on the Talk of Chicago. Traffic and weather are up next with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back.
DJ Neri ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 97 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of for the mutts. 5 carrots on my hands with the cuts, and something you want to crank out with the clutch. Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch,
all right,
we kept
now
abs.
It's all about the Benjamins. And we were talking to a Mr. Benjamin. I don't know if he's on with us, but you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. One of my favorite people in the entire world runs this radio station, Miss Melody Spann Cooper. I love you. Thank you so much. Before the break, we were discussing building wealth with your refund. And this is an important discussion because, and I'm not trying to minimize the fact that there are some things that are happening in society that don't benefit us. And when I say us, I mean everybody. Because let me tell you something. Poor people are poor people, and they come in all colors, they come in all races, they come in all nationalities, they come in all backgrounds. And when you are poor and you have a poor mindset and you don't know what to do to get to the next mindset, basically at the end of the day, you know, one person of one race who's on food stamps or whatever is the same as another. And so I have a unifying kind of a perspective when it comes to that, because let me tell you something. What you got to understand is this. The world operates off of the desperation and the anxiety and the lack of options and resources of poor people. Let me repeat. The world operates off of the desperation, the anxiety, and the lack of resources of poor people. This is really important for you to understand what I'm about to say next. I want you to start to take your money and figure out the mindset that needs to go with those dollars, because there has been a mindset that has been taught to you through subliminal persuasion. About 40 years ago, subliminal persuasion in movie theaters was legal. That meant if you were at the movie theater and you were watching The Wiz or Superman or any movie, what was flashing faster than your eyes could see, but certainly not too fast for your mind to capture psychologically, what was flashing was eat popcorn and drink pop. And so people would eat popcorn and drink pop. Well, that kind of subliminal persuasion is no longer legal technically, but there's another subliminal persuasion. And it's the persuasion in our minds. It's the fact that we think We have to have more so we can be more, so we can keep up with folks. And the truth is, the whole world is set up and designed for you to spend money that you don't have. As a matter of fact, when they issue an economic stimulus, I need you to understand what's happening. The economy is not moving. Businesses are not getting sales. So they send you some money so that you can go out and shop. And if you go to certain establishments, they'll give you extra money to shop. So the whole idea is not to stimulate your economy. The whole idea is to stimulate the world's economy. Because when you stimulate the world's economy, then the world can keep you in a certain place. Let me prove it to you. The truth of the matter is this. There are roughly 500 million people. Let's just talk about America. Now, I'm broadcasting all over the world at this point if you're listening to us via iHeart or social media. But let's just talk about America right now. There are about 500 million people in America, all right? Technically, if they wanted to, they could give every American $1 million. That's about $500 million, okay? That's one half of $1 billion. I know that the money is available because when they were funding the war, you know, the Bush era back in the 90s, they were spending like, you know, $1 billion a week for many years, I think over a decade. So is there half of $1 billion available? Yes. Well, the truth is $1 million would never be distributed to every individual so that these individuals could pay off their student loan debt, pay off their mortgages, pay off their past due bills, put some money away for retirement, and then have the capital necessary to use their gifts to go out and start a business. The reason why is because if everybody had $1 million, nobody would show up at the burger joint. If everybody had $1 million, nobody would show up at the department store. If everybody had $1 million, who would be working at the gas station? So in order for there to be rich people, there must be poor people. And so that's why here on the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON, we are creating millionaires one family at a time. I can't get to everybody, but if I get one family and that family goes and get 10 families and those 10 families go and get 10 more families, then we can create a paradigm shift. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. And I think I have Mr. Mark. For our makeover. Mark, are you here with me today?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. How are you this afternoon?
I'm okay today.
Okay, so we've got some work to do in your financial situation. Tell me, Mr. Anderson, tell me in your own words what your situation is briefly, because, you know, they're going to kick us off this radio. They're not going to let us stay here all day. I talk a whole lot, but they're not going to let me stay here forever. So tell me what it is that is happening with you, Mr. Anderson, and I'm going to tell you what I can do to help you. I've got all of your paperwork right here in front of me.
Okay, first of all, I'm a single parent of a six-year-old. I'm 59 years old. I don't have a job right now. My house is paid off, okay, which I paid my house off when my mom died. And I've been trying to focus on my daughter and stuff and get her into school and everything. And a couple of years has elapsed on me. So now I'm in a situation right now that I need employment. And my bills are about a month behind now and stuff. And I know that I happened to see you on the Steve Harvey show, and I seen how you was helping a young lady find a way out of her situation. And now I have a situation. It may not be really critical, but it's there, okay? And I observed this situation, and I need to get myself out of this situation that I'm in right now.
So, Mr. Anderson, yeah. First of all, let me tell you the good news. The good news is you are completely in a position where your entire life can change in the next 45 days or so. It could be even less, because the number one expense that most people have to deal with is the roof over their heads. And that's taken care of. That, do you know how huge that is? Like, you are so far above the line in terms of you having a running start to get to your next level. So that's great. We don't have to figure out how you're going to have a roof over your head for you and your daughter. That's right. Great. The next thing is you said you're trying to get her in school. Now, she's already in school, isn't she? She's in school.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. She's already in school right now.
So that's what you said in this conversation, that you're trying to get her in school, but that's not an issue. And I'm bringing that to your attention because a lot of times when we are in financial desperation, we're worrying about things that we don't need to worry about. We're thinking about things we don't need to think about. It just came out of your mouth that you got to get her in school, and you don't, because maybe at one point that was an issue. But I want you to let that go. I want you to let that fear go, and I want you to pick up faith. And the last thing I got to say to you, Mr. Anderson, I need you to get a job by any legal and ethical and moral means necessary. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's washing cars, sweeping floors. My husband was a garbage man. My grandmother cleaned homes for people. And when I was at my lowest, I was willing to work at Walmart. They wouldn't hire me, but I was sure trying to get a job at Walmart when I was on food stamps. Do you understand? So yes, I want ma'am. You to get a job by any means necessary. And when you've got a paycheck, you have a second chance. I tell people, if you got a check, you got a chance. So get that first check. Email me. I'm going to put your budget together, and we're going to get you to the next level. Thank you so much. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
To the Millionaires Roundtable. They got me coming in a Cardi B. Come on now, drip it on in. Drip in the knowledge, drip in the money, drip in the wealth, drip in the resources, drip in the abundance, drip in the knowledge. That's what we're talking about. I know that wasn't drip, but that's my favorite one. You know, I'm not a generation. I'm not in the millennials. I want to listen to the song I want to listen to. So if you tell me somebody who is singing the song, I'm going to go back to the one that I really, really like. But thank you so much, because they call me the hip hop money guru, and I'm excited about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we've been talking about building wealth with your tax refund. Because I said refund, but people, I'm not talking about the refund that you got when you took those shoes back. Although you can build wealth with that, too. I'm talking about the refund, the tax refund that so many millions of Americans are able to get access to. I want you to be able to use that to really, really take yourself to the next level. The truth is, for most people, it will only take a few thousand dollars to completely shift out of one dimension into the next. Let me repeat. It's only going to take a few thousand dollars for most people to shift from one dimension to the next. Let me give you an example. The first time I went on the Steve Harvey Show, and of course, every time I go on, people buy books. I mean, it is a massive, overwhelming, I'm not going to say overwhelming in a bad way, but some people do not survive going on national television because they don't have the capital to get the items that they are actually promoting. And so they actually go out of business. So you need resources for capital. And some people are literally a few thousand dollars away from changing their lives and changing the legacies of their families forever. So I know we still have Mr. Benjamin on the line with us. And Mr. Benjamin, you really warmed my soul today. That was a very, very special memory to have because, you know, I was so committed to this mission for all of us at the time that I never missed a show. I don't think I missed a show until I was like 6 years in. I would go on the road. Wayne would come with me. We'd take the show on the road. So I never missed my Saturdays. And even though that Saturday was Christmas Day, I felt that it was just as important for me to share the knowledge. But I want you to tell me a little bit about what you did to start all of your businesses, and how do you see them all coming together so that you can leave a legacy for your family?
Am I on, Lynn?
Yes, you're with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and number one, I know you help people, Lynn, because I remember a lady had two bankruptcies, and you still helped her get a house. I haven't forgot about anything you have done to help people. And That's what I want to do now. I want to help as many people as I can. Well, Lynn, virtually starting off, I was an electrician. I used my SIP money and my SPP money to start up my businesses. Now, SIP money, Lynn, as you know, that's when you work for a company or a union, and for every dollar that you invest, they give you back a dollar. And I did it for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That you invested, they gave you another dollar. So you were doubling your money every time you put a dollar.
Not only was the company laying the union, Local 134, the electrician, the union gave you 50 cents. The company gave you a dollar. And my wife was a nurse. She did the same thing. My wife was a nurse at Loyola Hospital in Maywood, Illinois. And we just used our money together.
Yes.
And we worked together to achieve things. And I tell people this, I'm not perfect. None of us are. But you got to be willing to work with people to succeed. You can't
do this
by yourself.
You
need help from somebody. And my job now, Lynn, as a person, I'm doing okay, me and my wife. We want to help as many people as we can. Now, Lynn, this is the question I was going to ask you. One of my employees, he gave me permission to mention his name. His name is Elroy McPherson. Him and his wife both work for me and my wife.
Okay.
They're getting ready to get back the biggest tax refund they have ever got, almost 10 grand.
Okay.
And they want to buy a new car and all that. I said, no, I want to help you. I said,
a
you and your wife
what?
Are great at home remodeling, making homes look beautiful. Why don't y'all start your own home remodeling business? Take that tax refund that you got, start your home remodeling business. You can still work for us, making $20 an hour. But you can go start making your own business, and if the business doesn't succeed, you still got your job. But if the business succeeds, now you can become wealthy.
Yeah.
I just want to get your opinion about that. I try to tell people, let's help each other. Forget all this hatering.
No, they
don't
understand.
Hate on each other. Let's help each other.
Yes. No, you are so right. And what is happening, and I mean, I've been there. I've made poor decisions with money. I love my husband. I've been married for 24 years. He is the love of my life. He is my knight in shining armor. Literally, everybody who knows me knows he is really the better half, because without him, I don't even know if y'all would be able to tack me down too long, because I'm fiery and bubbly and moving, and he's cool, calm, and collected. But when we got married, we had a big wedding with like 30 people in it. And I spent all this money. I was broke as a joke. My change was strange. My money was funny. And if I had the knowledge that I have now, I would have taken that money and we would have bought our first home. We would have had money in the bank. We would have then had equity in our home very, very fast. I would not have gone and bought the biggest house in the neighborhood on my first WVON home buyers bus tour and then raised my expenses. So you're telling them right. And I want you to tell them to go to my website. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. LynnMillionaire.com. And for those who have trouble with the word millionaire, I know we don't know if it has two L's, two N's, two R's. I'm so confused. I don't even know why the English language is so tricky. You can go to LynnRichardsonRadio.com. That's real easy. Or go to WVON.com and click on my link from there. But I want him to go to LynnRichardsonRadio.com or LynnMillionaire.com and complete the tab that says Get Help. And I want them to sign up for the financial coaching. And I promise you, we are going to show them that what they can do with their money is going to far outweigh the benefit of what they think they're going to get with the car. Because really, it's just about showing people how they can satisfy that place in their hearts that wants to be fulfilled. And I'm going to show you how to fulfill it with something real and not something that's going to be a depreciable asset. So thank you so much for calling. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. Now, you can call me here at the studio, 312-374-8130. Again, 312-374-8130. I want to hear you. I want to answer your questions, because we are creating millionaires one family at a time. Mr. Green, are you here with me? Mr. Green,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you this afternoon?
I'm excellent. I love your spirit and the spirit that you're doing this in. When you talk about faith, first of all, I'm a pastor.
Come on now, preacher.
We
Come
have
on,
don't. You're
going to make a shout in
gotta,
this place.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You got me
and
excited over here.
I want you to come to the church. I left my information with the the lady who answered the phone. Yes. And I want you to do this at my church, if you will. We're not a big church. We're a storefront. But okay. I believe those people deserve the gift of God in you if you can make it, and we'll do that for us. But
well,
my question is, I can't get my – I don't know how to make money grow.
Okay.
And I got about $10,000. We have a home in Madison. The taxes are ridiculous. But me and my wife, I've been married 38 years, five children. And we are basically successful as human beings and middle class citizens.
Yes.
But to make money grow so you can be a blessing, we have 40 acres in Mississippi. I don't know what to do with it. It's just land sitting there.
Wow.
And I need help. I don't know how to make money grow.
The first thing, the reason why you're going to be successful is because you're acknowledging that you need help. And I get the privilege of being around some of the greatest people. And I'm not calling them great because of anything about their character or what have you. I'm just saying they're great because people know them. Some of the most well-known people on the planet, whether it be Russell Simmons or Les Brown or Will and Jada Smith or MC Light or, you know, whomever it is, Sheila E., Kelly Price. And what I know is they ask for help. So we're going to go to a break, but right after the break, I'm going to tell you what your next steps are. But the first thing is to ask. The Bible's ask and you will find. Okay.
Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open.
There you go. There you go. Come on now, preacher, with the whole scripture, with the verse and all of that to go right along with it. I love it.
I want you to tell me how to grow, because I don't
do
know.
It. We're going to do it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690, The Talk of Chicago. We'll be back. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable, and I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are on WVON. Where else will we be? WVON, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite station, and I hope you're listening to me wherever you are, on your laptop, on your iPad. I'm getting text messages from people. They're listening to me on their phone, wherever it is, your computer. Facebook. Now, all you Facebook Live people, y'all want me to stay there forever. I can't stay there forever. You got to come listen to the radio somewhere. Go to the website, click the link, listen live, go in your car, whatever you have to do. You know, back in the day, I was doing radio when Facebook didn't exist. I don't even understand the world without Facebook. I don't understand it without an iPhone. I don't understand the world without many of the things that we have today. But I remember when I was on the radio so many years ago, and Mr. Benjamin, you know, probably remembers this, I would tell people, do not get out of your car. They'd be on their way to the grocery store, and I say, stay in your car until I'm done talking. And that's what they would do. They wouldn't go in the barbershop. They would, wherever they were, that's where they would stay, because the radio, it was only on in your car or at home. So you couldn't take the radio with you. So God is so good to us. I'm so excited. We've still got some callers. We got folks with questions. Mr. Green, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we got to do. First, the first thing that we have to do, the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so the reader can run with it. We have to write your vision. We have to write your financial vision. And one of the things that scares people about writing a vision is coming face to face with maybe some of the mistakes that they've made, or not wanting to, you know, face, you know, oh my God, it's a lot of work. And I tell people all the time, you know, yes, getting your money to the next level. And this is not about everybody going out buying a bigger house or a bigger car. This is about righteous people living a good life, able to take care of themselves and give back to the community, feed the homeless, clothe the clothless, and help people. And you can't do that if you don't have resources. And so we're going to write your vision. And when we write the vision, it starts with just getting everything down on paper, getting everything out. You know, so we go through all of your assets. We go through all of your resources. We take a look at your credit. We take a look at everything. Interestingly enough, when I started working with MC Light, and she, we talk about this all the time, she had been a legend in the hip hop world for well over 20 years, almost 30 years. when I started working with her, the first thing that we started doing was having meetings. She didn't want to come to the meeting, but she had a vision where she wanted to get to. And so we'd have these meetings. We'd meet, you know, a couple times a week. We'd do our annual planning meeting. Do you know every single thing we wrote in her first planning meeting in 2012 has come to fruition? It has manifested and beyond.
And that's what I want. And
yeah.
Let me ask this question. I heard that a husband and a wife, if they're both not on the same page financially, you can't achieve your goal or you cannot achieve your goal.
Well, it's,
my wife is a material girl, and I'm not material at all. My fathers were born, my parents were born about the same time. My parents grew up in the Depression, and they taught us not to want everything you see. Every little gadget, every little gadget, you don't have to have all that stuff to live. And that's the way I grew up, and that's the way I think. But the things we have, we have because my wife see things she want, and we go together, and we have those things because she see things she want. All I want, I tell her all the time, I want money in the bank so if the kids have a need, we can take $5,000, give it to them if we want to get up and go to Hawaii any day.
Well, let me say this.
That's my dream and vision.
Let me say this. I hope your wife is not listening because you just called her a material girl, and I know that was a good thing.
I meant that in the best sense.
Yes, absolutely. And but you know what to do to keep this marriage together. But here's what I'm going
to
say.
Get in line and do what she tells me to do.
A happy wife means a happy life. Would you please tell the people out there that that's what it's about?
But no. They don't know it. They don't want to be happy.
The truth is I had to submit to my husband in terms of the financial decisions in order to go to the next level. And I'm going to talk to you about that. But what I want you to do, Pastor, is just keep praying. Keep praying. Write the vision. Because every woman, believe it or not, we want strong men of God who are going to protect us and who are going to lead us to a place where we can ultimately spend our lives in peace and our retirement, enjoy our families and our children. So a part of your, once she sees the vision, see, she may be doing what she wants to do because she doesn't see the vision yet. So she's created her own vision. And in her own vision, these are the things that are going to make her feel fulfilled. It's all of us. And you know, I talk about some of the things, the $5,000 rims on the $500 car, and I'm not putting anybody down because I've certainly done some things that weren't right. But the truth is, we're all doing things that we think are going to fill us up. And on that point, they're going to make me rap. We're going to have to get out of here. And I just want to, they're going to let me take another caller. But I want you to go to my website at LynnMillionaire.com and fill out the financial coaching information. I've got a team of people across the country. Somewhere on that website, there's Lynn's list, and they're, my two girls are there right now. Attorney Deidre with Stokes, who you all are going to hear from. My sister, Monica Poland with Remax, my business partner there. But I've got so many partners who I've worked with and I have trained. I've trained them on customer service, on ethics, on business practices, and we are going to get out here and get our hands clean, not dirty. We're going to get our hands clean, helping people and helping families, creating millionaires one family at a time. I think I've got another caller. Is it Mazar?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to congratulate you on your program. And
thank you.
I give kudos to Melody Span Cooper for
coming
the insight. And hello.
Yes. No. Hello? I said I'm clapping over here. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Kudos to Melody Span Cooper for having the insight to continuously be progressive and having hosts as you on the show, and hopefully you can get a little more time. I don't know who deals with that, but I'm requesting that you get.
You know what?
Reverend Sharpton is good, but if you can get 2 hours instead of one, that'd be great.
Let me tell you, you starting some mess over here, and I love you for starting that mess. When I was on before, I had an hour.
Okay, well, because
they call.
He deals with politics, but you deal with helping people that's up
Amen.
Today. You know,
Amen.
Politics, I'm not going to get into that, but we don't have too much. It's about electing officials.
They're making us go. They're making us go.
Let me get the subject to what I called you about, please.
They're kicking me off the air.
Can I
still take your call? Okay. Excellent. No, come on. I got you. Oh, I think he got cut off. I really want to hear what you have to say. Oh, he's gone. Okay. So this is what I want you to do, Ms. Mazar. I want you to go to LynnMillionaire.com, and I want you to submit an inquiry or give your information to the producers, and I'll make sure that I have some time to speak to you. And more importantly, I'll be back tomorrow. Ain't God good? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690, the Talk of Chicago. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We're giving away a $10,000 down payment. Go to my website, get the knowledge, get the power, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.